Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Friday night. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. Cuse at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. Rate, review, subscribe, especially if you listen on iTunes. It really helps us out. We appreciate it. And all of those who have done so already, so welcome. The Orange dominate the Purple Eagles 75-45 to start the year 2-0. You'll hear from us. We'll hear from you in fan feedback. And boy, you know, they looked a little better. We'll get into it. Looks like Buddy is going to be out until the game against Boston College December 12th. Mm. He's got one more week and the opening to the ACC play, some ACC play anyway, as it be. Looks like we're hoping that he's going to be available for that game. So he'll be out for Ryder, and he'll be out for Rutgers. And he is not happy about it. As someone who's sitting out due to the contact tracing, if you listen to Coach's press conference, it was mostly a COVID conference. And not only was it a COVID conference, and we will play some of that in the Coach montage coming up, but it was agonizing to get through because you would think that they would have, Joe, the technology to make it bearable a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of like the being the co-host of a podcast and having the right equipment to actually do the show with, right?
Right. Yeah. I like that analogy.
Joe is not in the bathroom. Joe is not in the bathroom. He is actually in his normal second home spot for podcasting, but he's lacking some equipment. Okay? Yeah. I'm not pointing it out to make fun of him. I'm just letting you guys know. It happens, but there's not an excuse for a university like Syracuse to be putting on a Zoom presser that's absolute poop. Poop. Total poop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Feces. Bad.
Just really bad. In fact, while we're on it, let's hear what Coach had to say after the win over Niagara.
You know, Joe is a shooter. Shooters need to practice. They need to be in the gym. And he just doesn't quite have his rhythm. And Allen, Joe, and Buddy were making 70% of their threes in practice. I mean, that's practice. That's probably high. But now in practice, they're probably making 35%, 40%. It's just when you lose that rhythm, you know, basketball is a game you have to go out there and you have to put the work in as an individual, but also as a team. And when you lose that, we missed 14 days and then we missed what? 3 days this week, 17 days, I think, total. And it's just, you just can't function as a team like that. And Niagara is in the same position. They were off for a long time. And now they, you know, they've had like, what, 4 days of practice? I mean, I thought they did a good job. I thought they played well. I thought they, you know, well coached and did a lot of good things. We defended the shooters a little bit better than we did in the first game, but then when they did get some open looks, they missed. So, I mean, that happens. No, I think he was good. I think if you ask him, he'll tell you he's not in shape. He's never really had to work this hard. So with a lot of people, I've never worked this hard in my life. And he's still not ready. I mean, he still gets tired pretty quickly. It's going to be a process. It happens with sometimes high school players coming in. They haven't run as much. They haven't been up and down as much. And, you know, Woody's a good exception. Woody's pretty good up and down the court. But Kadari, he gets tired pretty quickly. But, again, he's got tremendous skills. And I really think it's going to be a process. If we get out against a really pressure team and get me after him, I think he'd get tired in about 5 minutes. I mean, he's just going to have to get himself in better shape. But he's got the tools, and he showed that tonight.
All right, the coach montage. This show, Tie Thoughts and Armchair Media, is brought to you by Bet Online. Now, said 100 times, so I'm going to say it again. You're probably not going to be able to get to a Syracuse game this year. That's the one we're trying to get to, right? So it does not look like the Dome is going to open up anytime soon. Well, the next best thing to add some excitement to the game, other than sitting on your couch and not having to deal with the traffic, is going to Bet Online. Go to Bet Online today. They are going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to Bet Online today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Bet Online. By the way, an episode of Tie Thoughts did drop today, in fact. So, he's back. Little hiatus.
Nice.
He's back. So, that is that. You heard Coach. Now, you'll hear us. The good, Kadari Richmond. He filled the stat sheet, Joe. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks, and 16 points. More on him in a minute. Guerrier scored almost a point a minute he played on the court. 23 points in 26 minutes, which is just fantastic. The bad, as we mentioned, it looked like Buddy will miss the next 2 games. Braswell, he had so many opportunities to plant his flag in this game. It is unbelievable, and he just flat struggled, and it reached my cringe meter. I was just feeling so bad for that dude. 1 for 7 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. The one bucket he did get, I mean, you really got to credit Kadari Richmond for that one. Anyway, so, I mean, yep. kind of a lob pass, a little dunk deal, but anyway, we'll get into some of that. The ugly Joe. No, not you, Joe. The other Joe. 3 for 11 from the field, 1 for 6 from three. As a team, Syracuse shot 21.7 from distance, but uglier than that, Niagara shot a miserable 16.7 from three, 6 for 36. Also, 17 turnovers for Niagara. That is ugly for them. Just ugly. But, hey, Joe, you know, I know it was the competition was a little bit subpar compared to Bryant. A noticeable difference, though, in the defensive side with Kadari Richmond getting his first start. 6'5" freshman. Obviously an athletic kid, man. And you heard Coach talk about he gets a little gassed. He's got some conditioning to work on. But as far as it goes with Kadari having, if there was any questions, I think, and I know that we're dealing with a little bit less competition, and Coach went into that too about how, you know, he could get burnt by some more talented players, but it's there, Joe. And it's a refreshing thing. Refreshing.
Right. And we talked about it again a little bit last week, right? Where we said maybe there was an opportunity where Kadari came up and because of his defense and because of his size, he might take the starting role and have Joe come in and be kind of a 6-man scorer kind of type. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just so happens that we get Buddy, who has to sit out, and kind of forces the hand, and now Kadari Richmond goes in there and plays 35 minutes, and, I mean, impressive, I don't even think is the word, honestly. I just, when I watched him, it was...
It's like second nature, man.
Yeah. A lot of those plays, just the way he gets rebounds and then takes it coast to coast.
The vision.
Throws the alley-oops, right? Yeah, I mean, again... what Boeheim's talking about with getting tired and everything, that's just that can be taken care of just with conditioning, right? So, and it's not to poo-poo on and Joe Girard. It's just, you know, sometimes you get some talent that comes in and kind of supersedes other players that were there before. So I'm not saying that it's 100% because, again, you have to wait to see what he does against competition. But we're going to see – we're going to have another game here tomorrow to see – he's going to have a whole other opportunity to put up numbers just like he did against Niagara. And, yeah, I just think just kind of a breath of fresh air to see these recruits coming in and being able to help and to point out what you said about Braswell too, man. He had all the opportunities in the world, and you know who else had all the opportunities? Woody Newton.
Yeah, and he took advantage of him.
And he did, right? They had about the most, they had similar minutes, and I think it was pretty obvious the player that was better.
Yeah, and I know it.
Again, another freshman that you like to see get in there. We didn't see last game, and he actually impressed pretty well. So overall, didn't know what you were going to see without Buddy there, but we did – you know, hear from Boeheim about how hard it is to just not have a game and miss practice for so long. And that was kind of the situation Niagara was coming out of. And I think it definitely affected them. I think they did some good things, but I don't think that they really, I mean, I was never really worried.
Yeah, kudos for them too, coming out and just giving it their all and playing. And you know, we dealt with this the typical slow Syracuse start, and where you kind of were like, all right, come on, let's get our footing here, let's start running this thing. You know, you can, you know, you can, you know, they could, as you were watching it. But how about the with the whole COVID thing for 2020 and dealing with football, and we dealt with all of these young kids, especially on defense, getting the start and make their name and show their stuff and get the experience. We're kind of looking at the same type of thing coming into the basketball season. It's a little bit more, makes me a little bit more nervous with basketball because of just, it's just so, I mean, it's a different animal.
Yeah.
And you know, you only got five guys on the court at a time on your team, and so,
and you only have so much depth, right?
Yeah. You don't get the, there's not, you know, 85 players on the sideline,
right?
So, you know, it's really difficult to deal with it during basketball. But on the flip side of that, I guess, you know, you can look at these guys like Woody Newton, you know, getting some time. Let's see, you know, Bolajak, he had 9 minutes. I mean, you know, not fantastic, but as far as the time goes, but you know, he got to get out there. But Robert Braswell, Woody Newton, Braswell with 15 minutes, Woody Newton with 14. I mean, you mentioned it. Woody Newton with 9 points, 5 rebounds. I mean,
2 steals, 2 blocks.
Two steals, 2 blocks. Just really good, man. Just really good.
Yeah. I'd love to see the true freshman come in and play like that, right?
Absolutely, man. And I know.
And how about Quincy?
I mean, Quincy was a point a minute. Like I said, he played 26 minutes. He scored 23 points.
13 rebounds. Yeah.
That's insane. A double-double in 26 minutes.
It got to, and we talked about the height difference too, and them being kind of a mid-major type team. So, smaller team, we knew that we were going to have the size, and I think our size down low just eventually took over.
But by the way, and this is my bad. I mentioned the ugly for Niagara with 17 turnovers. Now, I think we got more points off of those turnovers, and I don't know what it was because I don't have that stat in front of me. I'd just be willing to bet we made out on the plus end on that, but we also had 17 turnovers.
Yeah.
So that's ugly too, by the way.
They were plus 19 in rebounds, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So 32 to 51.
Right.
Yep.
So that's where you get it. And we shot 21 free throws to their 6 free throws. So got to the line even when we couldn't make shots. So, again, we kind of handled business the way that we thought that we would. But just Buddy not being there with the COVID thing, obviously, this concern. And being able to see these guys step up is definitely fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, it was. It was, and you know, we like, if you look at the schedule, we got Ryder. Okay, 7 o'clock tomorrow. It is 11-ish on Friday night. Hey, look, we're working our fingers to the bone for you guys right now, right, Joe? I had a packed day at work.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
dude, long day.
I had a long day at work, and all I wanted to do was come on here and talk about Kadari Richmond. I'm not kidding. I was like,
no.
I cannot wait to just throw this Niagara episode up and just praise on some Kadari Richmond and everything that's going on.
This is why we wanted to squeeze it in, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I don't know if I mentioned or if I emphasized enough how upset Buddy was and how upset Jim Boeheim was for Buddy, or how bad he feels for Buddy. Obviously, as his coach and his father.
Shouldn't be 14 days.
It shouldn't be 14 days, and like Coach said, it looks like it's probably going to be closer to 7 here pretty soon, and I would recommend you listening to the press conference, but guys, it's terrible. It's 24 minutes of I gave you everything that was audible. Okay. So, you could check it out. It's one of those things where I think, when the NCAA, the problem is it's not the NCAA. And it goes down to counties, basically. And that's how, state and counties. And that's how this should be, in my opinion. It just depends on where you're at. And I mean, it is what it is. But that's the difficulty of it. And maybe. I don't really know the answer. This one's a tough one because you're dealing with an entity of the NCAA down to the ACC and every other conference, down to each county or city where the school actually is. It's a lot to deal with. It is not like just some like clear-cut answer. It is
very convoluted.
It's very convoluted, and it's very, very the waters are murky there. I'm just going to say that. So, it's not going to be easy this year. So, all right, with that said, you've heard from us. Let's hear from you and some fan feedback.
Let's do it.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House.
You guys know what to do. Hit the socials up after the game. I'll ask you for your thoughts on the game. You give your thoughts to the game. I read some of those thoughts to the game. Then I screenshot them, and then we talk about them sometimes.
You try to read them.
Well, I try. Not only do I try to read them, I try to remember to go through them before we come up live. That's what I do. Well, we say it's not really live for you guys. It's live for us. So there's some good ones. Man, it's amazing some positive energy.
I'm glad I didn't look, so I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Really? Is it? That's just because you're lazy. Top fan, Zach on Facebook. This game is hilarious to watch. Greg Paulus, all young and energetic, engaged with his team, walking up and down the sidelines with his mask on. Jim Boeheim, freshly off being infected with the virus, not wearing his mask a single minute, no F's given, watching the game, chilling like he just sat out a game at the Y, and is waiting to get in on the next pickup game. He was lounging in his chair. He's got his mask down. He's freaking, he's been here. There's no fans. That's my coach. That's right. Paulus is, my son's on Paulus, and he's like, he's my son's 13, so obviously he doesn't remember Greg Paulus at all for Duke or for Syracuse. And, he's like, man, he's young. And I told him, he played for Duke, and he played quarterback for Syracuse. I mean, he's fit, man. He's running up and down the court. He's freaking screaming. Ryan. He's having a good old time, man. Good for Greg Paulus, man. He's got himself a good thing going at Niagara. I wish him the best. So, that was hilarious. I thought that was hilarious, Zach pointing that out. Let's see. Give me a second. At Drew Cuse, those two freshmen tonight were terrific. JJ3 has got to get himself right. Guerrier is a beast. Griffin's best is yet to come, and he has had two good games. Well, he started hot. Griffin started hot against Niagara and kind of faded out. 3 for 13, I think. Was it 3 for 13? Where is he? Bear with me. Yeah, 3 for 13. 2 for 6 from three. 10 points. Not bad, but Guerrier, obviously a beast. And, what Joe, I think, we'll get into Joe a little bit. There's a comment on Joe.
They're still trying to figure out.
Yeah, well, you heard Coach too, right? So shooters need to shoot. And if they can't be at practice to shoot, what are they going to do? And I don't know if that part was in the montage, but he was saying that about Joe during the press
conference. And we're a talented team, but again, like I said last week, overall it's going to be defense as far as how far we want to go.
Yeah, but how do you feel about the scoring, though? I mean, last year we could score pretty good. Defense was really lackluster. So we're still kind of waiting to see what it is.
Scoring is there. Like, again, what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to have lineups where you can say, all right, I can bring in this lineup where I have maximum defense, but I can still get some scoring out of it. But you also have that lineup of these are my best scores, you know, and you gotta be able to have a dangerous defense, and we used to. And I hope that we can get back to that point this year. But offensively, yeah, talented as
there he is. There he is. Why wouldn't he do that on a Friday night with his eyes half shut? Why not? Why not?
I warned you.
At Mahirio underscore 10, Cooks cooked. Watching him reminds me of old Q's team's length, athleticism. The kid is crafty. Quincy, he was the player I thought he'd be once healthy. Hope he keeps it up. Gerard needs five-hour energy. The kid looks tired and is early threes need to stop. Good W, though. Look, Joe's going to get hammered a little bit, and rightfully so, I think. Okay, and there's a couple more, and we'll touch on it as they come. But,
right.
you know, and we'll get into more of it. But the athleticism of Kadari Richmond cannot be overlooked. And right. We're talking two games into this with 17, did Coach say 17 missed practices? Guys.
Yeah.
Guys. Could you? Mm-hmm. 17 mm-hmm. missed practices. And right. That's what Gary A. in Richmond look like? Ooh, man.
Yeah,
ooh,
and baby. Yeah, and the thing with Joe is again, it just seems like there's certain things. I don't want to say there are limitations, but there's just things right now that he just can't do. And one of those things, obviously, like driving to the hole. I think a lot of times he gets stuff blocked. You know, he tries to put his arms up. You know, it's a foul. Doesn't really get the foul called. He's really just a perimeter player, shooter side player, and I don't really know if Kadari keeps going in the projection that he is. I just don't know if Joe doesn't change, you know, kind of the way he's playing, then
competition.
Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, Boeheim knows how good of a scorer he is, too. If he can mm-hmm. shoot and he can do the things that he's doing, then Boeheim wouldn't allow him to shoot the way that he does and still get 36 minutes out of 40, right?
Right. Yeah.
So there's still something there. But, you know, you don't want to judge a player on two games. But, you know, right now I can understand the fans' excitement of Kadari versus Joe.
David House on Twitter, lots of encouraging signs. Quincy was a beast. Yes, we know. I know the other team was very outclassed, but you can see that Quincy is healthier and more confident than last season. Kadari is going to be a good one. You can see how he's got more and more comfortable as the game went on. Absolutely, man. This dude just settled in, and it was just like, he was just like set on autopilot.
That's the deal he got with that whole scoop and left-handed layup.
Yes.
I said, okay, this guy is the real deal. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
He's got to obviously get, like what Boeheim said, his legs under him, get his endurance up. But he's going to be a good one for sure. I'm excited.
Absolutely. I am too, man. And I don't want to get too excited, but I mean, I'm not a talent scout, but I feel like I at least know talent a little bit when I see it.
No, that move would have worked against anybody. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right.
At OLQs, I told y'all Richmond was awesome. His defense led to about 10 points all by himself. That could be a fact. It could be. I didn't fact check it. But it could be a fact. He also had multiple deflections and caused errant passes. Absolutely. Woody Newton looks like he has soft touch around the rim. Did Jimmy have Woody playing up on top of the 2-3 zone towards the end? I didn't notice that, Joe. Did he?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
At the end of the game, they went big. So they had Kadari Richmond and Woody Newton up at the top. And then in the back line, they had John Bolzac with Frank Anselm and Braswell. So they went real, real big. But Yeah, man. That dude, Richmond had 4 steals and 3 blocks. So if they had 10 points out of his defense, I could understand that. Yeah. That's 7 turnovers. I mean, that's pretty much 7 turnovers.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Turnovers himself if we get all the blocks, right? So
yeah.
It was impressive for sure. But again, you know, we have to still not allow the expectations to go crazy. I mean, we did win by 30 without Buddy. So that's, you know,
it's Niagara.
It's fun to see, right?
It's fun to see. This is what you know, non-conference play for Syracuse should look like.
Should and usually did, right?
Usually yeah. did.
So
yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
we're trying to get hopefully we're back to close to the status quo
right.
than minus 5 years ago.
We are going to get back into all of your fan feedback, and we are going to preview a little rider for you. Actually, Joe's going to preview it.
That's right.
I'm just going to intro it, okay? And we're going to let Joe take the reins on that. So, as you well know, we're going to hear from Bet Online. Bet Online, they're going to let you get in on all of the action this year. They're going the extra mile to make sure you can do so with everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to Bet Online today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Bet Online. It is time to gear up and get yourselves the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. This revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so the trimmer doesn't cut below the belt. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new perfect package, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut free, and smelling great down below the belt. And don't use the same trimmer, Joe, on your face. Is it use on your butt? Your hairy butt. You're shaving your hairy butt.
Who uses it on your butt? I do not have a hairy butt. Sorry.
Joe uses it on his hairy butt, and then he does his neckline with it. Don't do that. Don't pull a Joe. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes a crop preserver. This is the anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Look, you need it, okay? Especially in those summer months. Especially if you work outside in those summer months. The perfect package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those used pair of boxers to Manscaped high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to Manscaped. Get yourself, your pops, your brother, your uncle, your buddy Joe. Get him some Manscaped. It's the perfect package 3.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping. Just use the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. Clean it up. Make Santa proud. It's the holiday season. You don't want to be nasty. Okay? At ZW Rodburn. Look, we are getting all of the basketball fans back in on Twitter. Like, these guys just disappeared.
Conversations between each other and stuff.
I know.
You know. I mean, we didn't get that with football.
No, we didn't. And all the basketball fans are back on Twitter and Facebook. And I just want to say I acknowledge it. I see you. So we appreciate it. Let's see. Thought the zone looked much more active. Hard to tell if it was the opponent or if Kadari makes that big of a difference. Love what Quincy has given us so far at ZW Rodburn. Look, I think it's a combo of both. I think it's a little bit of Kadari, and I think it's a little bit of the competition. I do think it's very clear that he adds something up at the top.
That's a problem, right? I mean, it's a good problem to have, right?
Right, yeah.
As Jim's going to go along, he's going to have to basically leverage defense versus offense. And I think we know usually where he goes. And I think that's why I said what I said last week. Kadari Richmond is the best defensive top
guard
in the top of the 2-3 zone guard that we have.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fact.
Oh, absolutely. You got buddies.
It's going to come down to, so what's the difference? You know, what are you losing between offense, defense, right? Between Kadari and Buddy and Joe, right? That's the decision that's going to come down to Jim.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we joke and say, hey, you know, Boeheim's the chemist. This is the time of year where he's playing chemist, some mad scientist, if you will. Just plugging it all in and trying to figure it all out. Well, he's going to probably do this a lot of the year. It's not just going to be non-conference play. And so we're going to see all kinds of combinations. And, you know, we haven't seen the Kadari-Buddy combination yet. Those are two long dudes. They're both going to be 6'5", 6'6", out there. You get Buddy out there. You get Kadari out there. That's going to be tough. Now, Buddy's not as fast. I don't think Buddy's footing and his speed is as good as Kadari's as far as I could see. But I don't know.
Well, again, though, that's where the length comes in, right? So when you're 6'5", 6'6", you don't have to be as fast because you have that extra couple inches with your arms and everything like that. So it's going to be interesting to see. We haven't seen it yet, but we did see this last game. And to win by 30 without Buddy, who I think most fans would think would probably say that going into this season, that's the leading scorer, right?
You would think so.
Yeah, right. So if you think that and you're don't have the leading scorer, just struggle with Bryant. Oh, here comes Niagara. Win by 30.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just kind of, you know, calm down about Bryant. Right?
Yeah.
Let's see what Bryant does because they might be way better than what we thought.
I think it's clear.
Maybe it was the practice thing too, you know.
I think it's a combination of both, which is usually where these things should lie somewhere in the middle, where these things should lie. Exactly.
Right.
It's not one thing or the other. It's usually a combination of both. So yeah. Most of the time. So, you know, you can always point to multiple things for a game like the Bryant game. I think Bryant's a good team. They're obviously talented, dude.
They looked better than Niagara easily.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Top fan Daryl on Facebook. He says, first, he always has to tell us, Daryl, always has to tell us top fan Daryl, which I appreciate because I think it's hilarious. He says, top fan Daryl, first, screw COVID-19. Second, absolutely agree with Syracuse University's decision to play the game tonight. Kadari Richmond is absolutely going to be a stud. Richmond's length at the top of the zone defense was amazing tonight. Yes, it was Niagara, but still impressive. And by the way, Daryl, thank you for the punctuation. Do a fantastic job with it. Woody Newton looked very good tonight off the bench. Man, he's nailing it. Why doesn't Daryl just do the show? Quincy had a great night. Allen is sneaky good. Joe had another bad night shooting. I believe Richmond will cut into Joe's playing time this season as the season progresses.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. Look, Joe had two bad games in a row, and Joe looks like a Smurf out there, too. But
I mean, unless it's a situation where Kadari can't produce once he plays against good competition, then... And I think, really, we're going to see the same thing against Ryder. And then, on top of that, they're talking about Buddy's not going to be able to play against Rutgers. Rutgers is top 25 team. So, we're going to see what Kadari Richmond can do against competition. And then I think that's really going to tell a lot more of the story of what we're going to see.
Yeah. And, you know, Joe, well, we'll get into it here in a second. Right now, in fact. Brandon on Facebook, I enjoyed the game. It's starting to look like Joe might be overrated a little. I hope this isn't the case. I think Richmond is going to be a top player. I believe you on the ladder there. Richmond is going to be a top player. Now, was Joe overrated? Now, this is I think you could say that maybe he was a little overrated. That doesn't mean that he's bad, though.
No, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
when you look at the stars, right? It wasn't like he was a five star. He wasn't rated high, right?
True.
I talked about him being redshirted, and then all of a sudden he got thrust into this position, and people actually started to gain expectations from him. Why? Because he was actually making shots and doing things.
Okay, well, let me explain where I'm coming from on that.
Okay.
We expected, I think, the expectations of Joe from the fan base, just in general, were high.
Too high, in the beginning. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying. From your point, you make a great point. He wasn't some freaking highly touted blue chip, you know. It wasn't, you know. So you're right, and we did talk.
Carry and Gedeon, dude. I thought he was going to redshirt last year.
Yeah, you said that you thought he was going to redshirt. I disagreed with you, but to your point that you're making right now is that you never thought that he was going to, you know, the overrated thing wasn't. You didn't buy into it.
He overproduced of what I thought he was going to be last year.
Yeah, I would agree with that a little bit, but didn't he have games like this though last year? I mean, haven't we been here with Joe?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
The consistency has been his problem.
It was
his problem last year, but I didn't expect last year from him, and now all of a sudden there's overly crazy expectations this year because he just happened to be the starter and step in last year. Like, I think he's got a role. And I don't think the role they have him in right now is necessarily the best role for him in this point in his career.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Running
that guy's
offense.
He's just a shooting guard.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what he is. He's a shooting guard, and they're asking him to play point guard. And he's doing what he can do to help the team, but it's not the best position for him.
It's not the best position. I think it puts him in a bad spot. I think we were forced to do it last year because we didn't have another choice. And we talked a lot last year. First of all, I compared him to Trevor Cooney as far as his confidence and how well he started a game is usually how well he was going to finish a game.
He's going to get better.
Yeah, and he's going to get better. But he turned the ball over a lot last year. We talked a lot about that. So as far as being overrated, depends on – let's just put it this way to be fair. If you want to say he's overrated, it depends on what rating are we talking about? Are we talking about fan expectations, or are we talking about 247 and Rivals and how his, you know, how many stars he had, or this, that, or the other? So,
right.
Fair enough. Steve on Facebook, JG3 seems a little JG3 may see decrease in time. Tall guard at top is nice. Not really challenged for team overall. Would have liked to see more of center rotation. Going to need to develop young guys. Why not play them? Overall, a win, and young guys got some playing time. The one thing that I look at when I watched the game against Niagara was the center position, and obviously that's been kind of our Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not much production out of Mark, which that's he did what he needed to do. I feel
I'm not worried about that game.
I'm not worried about that.
You're up 30.
I know. But
you know what you're going to get from him when the time comes.
You do, right? You do have to worry a little bit about, you know, we're projecting Sidibe back against UNC. We've got a lot of games in between then, you're playing a Buffalo team that was pretty decent last year. You're playing Boston College, Notre Dame, and Wake Forest, and Rutgers, obviously. So, you know, that's a little bit worrisome to me. So, I don't know what the strategy is going to be. I don't know how prepared these other centers are going to be. And I didn't see, you know, Edwards got 1 minute. We were expecting a little bit more out of him coming into this year. Frank Anselm with 4 minutes. I mean, I just don't know where it's going to come from. John Bolajac, I have no idea. I really don't.
Well, like we talked about, competition. You got three guys.
Yeah.
Mark's going to start there. We know what the starting lineup is going to be. It's pretty obvious. And, you know, whoever rises up is who it's going to be. Obviously, we're going to need those guys, but that's where you're going to see it. I think really where you're going to see it is Rutgers.
Yeah, we're going to really get a good feel for it, right? Yeah, we'll get a good gauge.
Good competition.
Yeah.
Mark might have to play 38 minutes at center.
Yeah, and his conditioning didn't look great either, but, you know, he did, you know, as far as the foul end went yesterday, I mean, you know, they all did pretty good. They all did pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
So, one more, and we'll get into Ryder. Jesse says, I love Joe, but Kadari looks like Battle, but with better passing and point guard skills, and I hope he has the starting point guard role until he leaves. Woody looked good. Lots of hustle. Quincy might be one of the best offensive rebounders in the country. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to see what Quincy's going to be able to do here in the next few games. I look for him to step up. I just hope he stays healthy. And, you know, there was a comment that I didn't piggyback on earlier, and I apologize about how he looked as a healthy player, and and that's what we expected and what we've been waiting to see. And
yesterday was dominant.
Yeah. I mean, if he played, let's say he played 35 minutes yesterday, it'd have been insane. So with that said, thank you all of you who participated in fan feedback. We appreciate you. Can't wait to keep it going. Obviously, we got one more football game to do. We're going to see how I'm going to approach that with the post game for Ryder. And speaking of Ryder, the Syracuse Orangemen and the Ryder Bronx, they've played one time. The game was in 1954. Joe and the Orangemen won 72-54. And they have not played yet this year, Joe. We don't know a whole lot of Ryder. I don't know no Ryder. Okay?
Yeah. You don't know no Ryder?
No, I know you Ryder. Come on, that's a great old Grateful Dead song. You know that song? No. I know no Ryder. I don't know no Ryder.
I thought you said Winona Ryder.
No, but that's you're gonna tell us about Ryder. Okay? Because no one knows who the hell they are. They're out of the
The Ryder Broncos.
The Ryder Bronx. Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, and I don't really normally do this. I mean,
do what?
I try to give some insight and some.
What are you going to do? I don't even know what you're going to do right now.
Well, because, okay, so this is the deal, right? You look at it.
You didn't find nothing.
Ryder lost 9 players from last year's team and brought in 12 new players for this season. Okay. They haven't played a game. They were picked last by the coaches in the MEAC as far as like where they're going to finish, right? As far as last. And Niagara was picked to finish fifth. And we just did what we did to Niagara by 30 without Buddy. And Ryder's actually supposed to actually finish last in the same conference as Niagara. So when I say I don't really do this, it's just it's not worth my time. It's not worth anybody's time. I'm not going to go over any names. I'm not going to go over any stats.
So, like, AKA guys, Joe's pencil whipping it, which is fine.
No. It's not pencil whipping it. It's that this team is far worse than Niagara, and you just saw what we did in Niagara. So just sit back after we get our ass kicked by Notre Dame, and come 7 o'clock, sit back and watch kind of exactly what you saw against Niagara.
Of a show. A show.
Yeah. Good show. And it'll make you feel better after the football game.
True that.
Most likely. Knock on wood. Hopefully we do good.
Well, hey, look, you know, don't be surprised you get a little bit of a slow start. So, they suck,
why?
Joe. Why? Because I'm never surprised.
Ryder's bad. They haven't played a game.
You're right. I understand.
New players. 12 new players. Haven't played together. And we've played gel. You saw what we did in Niagara. I mean, these guys are coming from the same situation.
Yeah,
it's going to be status quo.
Yeah, tallest guy they got to a 6'10 forward.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying.
Lots of freshmen.
Sorry if anybody wanted to see stats and wanted to see names.
Well, I got to be honest, guys, and Joe. I mean, I'm a little disappointed. If I had known you were going to come to the table with this malarkey, I'd have done something extra.
What do you mean? What is wrong? What is wrong with this malarkey?
I mean, you can't give me anything from last year, Joe.
Dude, they lost 9 players and brought 12 new players in. So anything I gave you from last year,
you're not going to give us the recruiting data or any of the analytics?
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing.
He's just high on his incoming talent and is now armed with a chip on his shoulder. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? I don't know what you want to hear. I mean, they're not a good team. It's not even worth us talking about players because I don't even know. Niagara didn't even have a player in double digits. And this team is supposed to be 5 places higher than this other team. I mean, I don't know what you want to hear.
Okay. Solid. I love it. I'm just busting your chops, man. I love it. I was just trying to get you riled up.
Well, you did.
I know it worked. That's why I was laughing.
Got it. Ryder Broncos lose by 40.
Probably.
Bye.
Probably should have done a YouTube live for this. If I could hop in a time machine and go back 44 minutes and 30 seconds.
I wouldn't let you. My camera would be off. Sorry, bro.
You wouldn't know, bro. You'd have no idea. Bro.
My camera's off on my phone?
You wouldn't have the camera off on your phone because you wouldn't know it was going YouTube live. By the way, if the Ryder game's going to be an issue for people in Syracuse again, I will stream it from Facebook Live again. I stream the second half of the Niagara game on Facebook Live. So, because people are having trouble getting it. So,
yep.
I will do that again, if need be. So, that's it. I want to thank everybody for showing up. Let's do our thing. It'll be exciting.
Yeah, one day.
It'll be exciting. Thank you to all of you for listening. Appreciate you. Thank you to Bet Online. Thank you to Manscaped. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Hey.